Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What I want. 11:34, 720 WGN. Jordan Bernfield with you here tonight and taking you up to 1 a.m. And we've been talking a lot about food on this program. If you can't tell, I am a foodie. That is one of the things that I'm definitely passionate about besides sports. And so I like talking about these different things. And so I go to Eater Chicago often and I read the latest news on food. And I happened to come across an article within the last day or so about Roots Pizza, which is one of my favorite places to go. There's a location that's right near my house. And if you've never been to Roots Pizza, awesome place. They've got awesome mozzarella sticks, great pizza, all that stuff. They're not paying me to say this. I just like their food. So there's an article about how they invested $55,000 to create a new smartphone app, which will have more features as it goes along. And I happened to download the app today because I figure I go there enough that I might as well have the application. And it does a lot of cool things. You know, you can eventually, you're going to be able to pay using the app, and then you can just go pick up your pizza and everything is taken care of through the app. So all of us, you just literally will be able to drive up to a location. They bring out your food. You take it and you go. Like, there's a bunch of these different features where you can pay through Apple Pay using the app, so you don't have to sit there all evening waiting for a server to come back and hand you a check. And they've really tried to make it into something where at any of their locations, if you have the app and you go there enough, then it's worth having because it will give you a bunch of little perks. But then as I started to think about this, it got me into this rabbit hole because I started to think about, okay, well, I like Roots Pizza and I go there, I guess, enough. I mean, every couple of months, I would say we probably get dinner from there or go there. But how many restaurant apps would I really want? You know, we started out where we had, all of a sudden we get smartphones, right? And then there's an app for that. There's an app for everything. And now, like, if you're like me, I have probably, I don't know, 5 pages, if not more, of apps. But I would say that I use most of them extremely infrequently, and I only have them for like the rare occasion in which I dine in some restaurant and I want to get my points. Or I would say I use my banking apps and I use my social media apps and a few things here and there on a regular basis, like the radio streaming apps I use. I'm not just saying that because I work here, but I'm saying like I actually am one of the people that listens to streaming radio and I'll put it on while I'm cooking or something. So I use those, but I just figure like there's so many apps out there now. Is it really the smartest idea to have apps for everything? So then I started thinking, well, what kind of apps are out there? Because if you ever go on the App Store, whether you have an iPhone or an Android or any of these smartphones, there's a billion freaking apps out there. And let me tell you something. There are some weird apps. Are you guys ready for some of the weirdest apps?
I am ready for some weird apps.
Okay. Now, I found this article called The 15 Weird iPhone Apps You Didn't Know Exist. Now, after I tell you about these, you tell me if you are really going to want any of these apps.
Right.
Number 15 is called Rubby Bird. This app is exactly what it sounds like, quoting from the article. You can open up an animation of a brilliant yellow animated bird and you rub him. A countdown screen appears as you begin to rub the bird. As you rub, the bird makes squawking sounds, and a robotic yet oddly calming voice urges you on with such words as rub the duck and good job, keep rubbing the bird. Once you've rubbed the bird a certain amount of time, you can share your score and play again. The game and play is called, interestingly enough, Rub Sessions, which that sounds dirty, and lasts for a minimum of 15 sessions. As strange as this app is, it's oddly addictive, so give it a rub. I don't know. I think I'm good. If you were, like, on the train and you saw somebody playing Rubby Bird, I mean, it would be... Could you just imagine the visual? Somebody's holding their phone up and just rubbing the phone incessantly?
You get points, which is confusing, because what are you getting graded on?
I don't even know.
How well you rub the bird.
That's
maybe
good.
There's certain areas of the bird where you get more points and then less points in other areas. What if you, like, you're rubbing the bird and your finger slips into the area around the bird? Now you get no points.
Right. I mean, I don't know if this is for coordination exercise. Or I honestly,
what are you coordinating?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of how bored I would have to be
very
to
bored.
Download Rubby Bird and say, this is how I'm going to spend the minutes of my life. I just...
Surely there are more important and life-affirming things that you could do in the few moments that you would get 15 points on Rubby Bird where no one cared.
True, but I mean, this does show that humanity is full of insanity, right? Okay,
so like
there's one called Happy Oink. Okay,
are you rubbing a pig now?
Basically, yes. This bizarre yet oddly moving app opens with a pig animated graphic and text that states, "Poor piglet, everyone's gone. You have to pet the virtual pig for her to move. You can teach the pig more movements as she moves around in this virtual world, eating and eventually having piglets. She becomes more cheerful and less sad. The pig even has friends visit, with the app featuring seasonal changes. The piglets she has soon begin to play with each other. And again, it may sound addictive, but this is allegedly, according to the article, soothing, like Rubby Bird."
No.
So what was the thought process here? We're like, they sitting around a table, they're like, well, we got Rubby Bird, but I really think you need to rub a pig. I think somebody needs to make a pig app where you rub a pig.
Remember the toy that kids had quite a number of years ago before we started having all these smartphone apps? I think it was the Tagamuchi or Tagamuchi.
Oh, Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi, where you had your
baby.
But I like
baby. What you called it better.
Thank you. You had to, like, feed the animal, whatever, and you had to let it sleep, and you had to do stuff.
It does sound like that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what that is.
I mean, Ashley, you seem younger than me. Were you in the Tamagotchi generation?
No, but
no,
I knew about it.
I missed that.
Okay.
I missed that one. This one sounds sad, though.
It does sound a little sad.
It's a sad little piglet.
It says you make it happy by doing all these things. So I wonder if that's the goal. You're trying to make the pig happy. But now my question is, what happens if you don't?
I mean, this is what humans are doing. They are playing with these apps. Okay, there's
I want an app to make the human happy. The pig.
Right. Well, there's... I mean, there's one called Bristler, where it's about if you're a fan of stroking beards, it finds other people, okay? It's an app exclusively for those of you out there who are looking for beards. It's actually a dating app, and it's set up to filter by age, their distance from you, and, of course, their bearded status. So believe it or not, over 500,000 people have connected using this app, and it's used in over 100 cities worldwide. The app even has a clever Lothario detector, where it lets you know if the message sender has sent the same message to others. So, I mean, I've seen that there are dating apps for everyone. Apparently, there's a dating app for people with beards.
All people with beards, or?
I mean, people who are fans of beards and stroking beards. I'm just going to tell you what it is, and you can decide. It's called iFart.
Love it.
And Roger made the first sound for the iFart.
That's because I was... Oh, is that the sound?
Well, iFart is...
I was just, like, laughing hysterically over this.
This one is an electronic whoopee cushion, basically to prank your friends. So the screen...
that's all it is.
Yes.
Okay, it's a sound machine.
Yeah,
that's all.
So
okay.
The screen displays a red button, which you can press to deliver your flatulent sound of choice. But... there are also a variety of flatulence you can choose from, including Jack the Ripper, Bubbler, and Howard the Duck. And you can set the fart for however long you wish, making it better than a whoopee cushion.
I like this one. This one I could see use for.
I feel like when I was in junior high, this would have been amazing.
Oh, come on. Farts are so funny.
Farts are funny.
No matter how old you are, farts are hilarious.
But you have to work in the right office setting.
That's true.
I feel like you could do this in a radio station, but in a corporate office, if you're busting out the iFart app, that's probably your last day. At a radio station, it'd be great content. There'd be people around like clapping and laughing, I feel like. Right?
Very true. Very true. Big fan of this app. I think I might download it.
This one I actually think is pretty hilarious. This one is called Demotivational Picks. So, like, you know how I feel like a lot of people passive-aggressively post things to Instagram, or they post, like, nice motivational quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Or they post, you know, you see those, like, those memes on the internet with motivation. So, mm-hmm. These are the opposite. So, the Demotivational Picks app puts a clever twist on the often-used motivational tool by specifically providing the user with demotivational pictures. The creators of this app also made funny pics, so they clearly know what they're doing. There's tens of thousands of photos. I actually saw one on the article where it says, "You think you're going to win the championship? Ha, 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 ha." I feel like that one would have worked for the Cubs until 2016.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they won. I mean,
that's a funny one. That's a funny one, because you're right. We're my timeline is overwhelmed every day on Facebook with memes and sayings and pictures that are meant to encourage you and relax you and give you confidence and motivate you. And I think this one is kind of a nice tongue-in-cheek app. I don't think I need an app to
tell myself that I suck.
I already know that. Please, come on.
I mean, like, I don't need an app to tell me when I suck. I can just have my boss send a terse email.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know. Yeah, right.
Right. Or I just have the people of Twitter tell me how much I suck after every broadcast I do. Although it's funny, I feel like when I do games on television, people generally send nice tweets.
Oh, really?
When you do a radio show, that's where the real evisceration comes out.
Oh,
I don't know what it is.
I didn't know there would be a difference necessarily.
Maybe
I mean,
it's the personal nature of this medium that, you know, all you have is the voice and you're connecting with people on this way.
You're seen on these broadcasts on TV.
Yeah, when
they
do
can see you.
Yeah, like when I do play-by-play.
Yeah.
And I'm on screen for 30 seconds, but the rest of the game, you know, you're just narrating over the game.
Yeah, you're the voice, yeah.
And I feel like generally I don't get like excoriated, but on Twitter, you know, or if you do a radio show and you have one opinion that doesn't jive with someone, man, you get crushed. Mm. And instead, I'll just download the Demotivational Picks app and I'll be like, you're right, I do suck.
There you go.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So here's one for you. Now, brace yourself for this one.
All right.
Places I've pooped.
I'm sorry, that sounded like the fart one again.
Yes, no different. Again, they sat around a table in a boardroom and they're like, you know, we have a fart one, but we could really use the poop one.
Yeah.
The title of this app is silly and strange, but it does serve a very useful purpose. How many times have you been out and about when the urge to go suddenly strikes you, yet you have no idea where the bathroom is? Places I've pooped can save you time and stress by helping you locate the nearest restroom.
Oh, well, now the title is not exactly what the app is
correct.
About.
So, but like, I don't understand the idea. I understand the idea of helping you find an acceptable public toilet, but the idea that it's going to document all these places,
right?
I don't know. I mean, like, this also sort of steals. Did you ever see the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode when the Seinfeld cast was in it?
No.
So in the episode, you know, like, that was how they did the Seinfeld reunion. Instead of doing it, they all came back on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
And in that episode, George came up with an iPhone app called the iToilet, which was supposed to help you find the nearest acceptable public bathroom. I think they're ripping them off. I think Places I've Pooped was watching the episode and decided we need this in our lives.
Yeah.
I'd ask for
some lights on that.
I wonder if it's like Yelp. Do you give reviews?
Yeah, you give reviews like, this bathroom, don't use it. This one's phenomenal, smells great.
Right.
The door doesn't lock, be careful.
Right. That's true.
Don't go to the second stall.
I feel like if the door didn't lock, that would basically put it down to at least 1.5 stars.
At least.
I mean, if you gotta go, you gotta go. Your foot up against the door.
I mean, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, here's another one for you. Run pee.
No, please.
We've
no
all
more.
Been there. You're sitting in a movie theater. Now, mm-hmm. this is different than what you thought it would be. You're sitting in a movie theater watching the most crucial part of a fantastic movie when your mm-hmm. bladder begins to scream. You desperately have to go, but you don't want to miss a moment of the masterpiece before you. Well, there's an app for that. I feel like, I mean, Jennings just left, but I feel like we need this great David Jennings baritone
voice
to give us the read for this.
Oh,
the Run Pee app lets you know the best time to take a bathroom break from your favorite flick, and you won't even have to miss the good parts. Even better, the app keeps its database updated so you can be abreast of the best time to go with newer releases. So it's basically saying, like, if you want to watch a movie that stinks that you have to get up and pee during, then here are the movies. Right, because I feel like if I like a movie, I don't want to get up during the movie.
Right. But do they have people at this app that have watched these movies and timed them out?
Yes.
So that, all right, now...
So it's saying like an hour in and this scene, you can get up and go and you can go to the bathroom.
Yeah. That is that. Now that I might use.
Download Run Pee.
Because, you know, so when you want to make the decision to go to a movie, so you got to check the app that tells you what the movie times are, right?
Yeah.
You want to know when you can get the discounts, you know, what time you got to be there before to get the discounts. And then, well, I can't go see this movie because, you know, it says I got to go pee at 20 minutes into it, and I'm peeing right before I get there. So it's kind of a waste of time for me.
Right.
So,
where do these people go to the movies? Most movie theaters that I go to, there are enough acceptable places to go to the washroom in the public space that I will go before I go into the movie.
Exactly.
Like, there's enough of them. It's not like it's a one-er.
Right.
You know, you can go in and go and then go watch the movie. I don't feel like I need Run Pee. I am not downloading this app.
Okay.
Now I'm getting fired up. Okay, here's one. This one seems like it came out literally out of a Curb Your Enthusiasm or a Seinfeld. Fake an excuse. Now, this app, the description is, how many times have you been in a conversation you desperately wanted to get out of, maybe this one, and you answer the phone to someone you don't really want to talk to? Well, fake an excuse can help you get out of the dreaded conversation. It supplies over 40 realistic background sounds to get you off the phone. Being pulled over, weak signal, even a bee attack. It doesn't matter, though, because it provides the excuse for you. You just select the excuse sound you want, hit the start excuse button, and there you go. You have your valid excuse for getting off the phone.
You know, that plays on what used to happen in the old days, and they even have movies where this is part of the movie, where the husband is in a bar instead of being at home, and he calls home and says, "Honey, I'm still at the office." And all the guys in the bar are doing office sounds as a background. You know, you don't hear any clinking of glasses or people being drunk or anything. They're in the office, and some guy will come in and says, "Hey, Bob, you got that report for me?" Stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, it was the excuse. And this plays on that kind of a theme, and it's pretty cool.
Well, so my brain always goes to Seinfeld episodes, but this is one of the ones that's sort of outdated. But remember, there was a Seinfeld where Elaine had this friend that she would call, but it was back when people didn't have cell phones. And so, like, she'd call and the husband always answered the phone, and she couldn't get the husband off the phone. So then she could never call her friend because the husband would talk her ear off.
Right.
And she'd always be trying to get rid of the husband and, like, try to call him when she knew he wasn't home so she could talk to the friend. I feel like you've got an app for that now.
There you go.
You've got the excuse app.
Done and done.
By the way, an 847 texter says, "Sit or Squat is a great app for finding bathrooms."
Oh, that's another one?
FYI.
Oh.
And Erin in Wheaton said that she just looked up the fart app and it costs $1.99.
Oh, well, forget that app.
Okay, so this goes back to our previous conversation. Yeah. How much would you pay for an insane app?
None. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
I think the most I've paid for an app was like $4.99.
I don't pay for any apps.
Zero.
None.
Okay.
The only thing I actually pay for is on my phone is Jib Jab.
Oh.
And they charge you at the end of a month or at the end of 6 months or whatever.
Jib Jab is the one that makes like the funny birthday cards, right?
Funny music videos, funny birthday cards. Yeah, where you can put people's faces on.
Yeah, those
on
are
the,
good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I use it enough during the year, and I'm okay. It's like a $1.99 or 99 cents per, because they're paying royalties on the songs.
I actually, it's, you know how I know about Jib Jab? Because a friend of mine who used to work here, you probably know George Offman, right?
Yeah.
I will often get the birthday Jib Jab from George Offman. Yeah. They're hilarious.
Yeah.
Every time I laugh at them.
Yeah, they're very, and they keep getting new songs every so often. That you can put your face or someone's face in and stuff. It's funny. I like it. So that's the only thing I'll pay for. I've got the Amazon Prime app, you know, for the video.
Yeah.
But I'm paying for that already on my Roku at home. So I'm just using the app in case I'm out and I want to watch the end of a movie I didn't get to finish at home or whatever.
I'm trying to think if I pay for it. I think the one app that I paid for was Sling Player, because if you have like a Sling Box at home,
yeah,
you know, you have to buy the app so that you can watch, like, if you don't have your computer to bring your, quote-unquote, bring your TV anywhere,
right,
you download the app, and then it was really so that, like, if I was out of the country, I could tune in and watch the Cubs game or something for 15
minutes. And that makes sense. Yeah. So now you're connected wherever you go, and when you have the Sling, you've already paid for the luxury of what that brings to
right.
you.
So if you don't buy the app, it was sort of like, well, what do I have this for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want the final one of the final ones here?
Yeah, give me the worst.
All right. Well, I don't know if this is the worst. We've done the worst. But there's one called Drunk Dial No. So, Ashley, when you were a college student, would you say you were a drunk dialer or were you not a drunk dialer?
I was not a drunk dialer, but I was a drunk dialer stopper.
Oh.
Like, I would stop my friends
that's
from making
good.
The drunk dials.
I was a little bit of a drunk dialer, but a friend of mine is a huge, notorious drunk dialer. And, like, I'm 34, and I would say within the last 2 years I got a drunk dial from this friend. He just is a big drunk dialer, so he needs this app. Everyone at some point has needed the Drunk Dial No, which does exactly what it calls itself. After you've had a few, your fingers get surprisingly dial-heavy, and the next thing you know, you've made a call you really regret. This app effectively hides contacts' phone numbers and email addresses for however long you set it. So it could be a few hours if you're going out for a night on the town, or if you have a bender planned, it could go for up to 48 hours, and you can limit all of your contacts if you're really dial-obsessed or just a select few. I feel like if I have to literally eliminate my contact list, there's probably greater problems that I have in life.
That one could be very helpful for some people, though. Like, if you really don't like your boss and you get drunk and you're like,
you drunk on your boss?
Yeah, I'm going to send my boss a strongly worded email.
Yeah, a terse, misspelled email.
Yeah,
that'll show him. Hey, were you drunk? Or can you not spell? Yeah. Drunk dial. I mean, literally, there is an app for everything, as we figured out.
That's wild.
I think
that's where we've missed our calling. We need to start finding it and make money off this thing.
I mean, I think you're right. Listen, we're not going to get rich in radio, so we better find something else to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Coming up after the midnight news, Kevin Powell from our great staff here at WGN is going to join me to talk some Bears, some Blackhawks, some Cubs and Sox. We're going to jump all over the sports page with Kevin Powell next on WGN.